Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 10th. Looks like the grains are going to start off maybe a little bit mixed here. Old crop corn maybe down a couple of cents. New crop in the corn down maybe about two or three. Wheat's going to be down about 14. And beans look to start off maybe a little higher in the old crop and a little bit lower in the new crop. We did have a sale this morning of 100.02 million metric tons of corn to China. Again, that's 1.02 new crop. They did cancel 280,000 metric tons of old crop corn. Traders are a little bit concerned about the amount of undelivered sales still on the books for China, and here they get a cancellation. So I think that's going to ratchet up some of the concern out here a little bit. Palm oil was lower overnight on unexpectedly large stocks. That may be pressuring the bean oil here this morning. We've got the WASDE report on Wednesday. That's going to be the big feature here. Right now, the average guess is corn stocks down 75 million. Considering we've rallied the corn $1.70 since the April WASDE report, I think that we've more than put in enough premium into this market, if that's the number. I think, the new crop's going to be tight, but old crop, sure, it's going to be tight, but I think we're seeing improvements in the weather out here. I think we're going to get the crop in the ground in a pretty quick time out here, and once we get some heat onto this crop, I think it's going to grow like a weed. But overall, I just think we've come a little bit too high too fast without knowing if we're going to have some kind of major drought this summer. China's hog prices were down 7%. That's the biggest one-day drop they've had. A lot of farmers are sending their hogs to the market early. They're worried about ASF, and farmers want to get their hogs out as quickly as they can. Now, I think that brings in the question, feed demand from China over the next couple of months. So we'll see if that plays into the markets here. But ultimately, they're going to want to rebuild herds. And that's going to take a fair amount of grain to do that, but that may not be till late fall. So overall, I just don't see anything that bullish out here. We had good rains in Montana, kind of unexpectedly. I think that's what put the pressure on the wheat market. We've got crop progress reports tonight. Should show a lot of corn and beans in the ground. So I think when it's all said and done, we're going to wind up with more acres next month's final acreage numbers. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.